Part 3. Wartime. What to do if your castle is under attack. Resist and win. Thus the expert in battle moves the enemy and is not moved by him. Quote by Sun Tzu in The Art of War.
I. COVID-19 Self-Monitoring Guide.
What are ways to monitor your entrances and watch for signs of breach or infiltration and severity?
Standard at-home medical devices to help you through this pandemic. These devices can be found at drugstores. They can provide readings to help your doctor potentially manage you through telehealth. Number one, a thermometer. Fever in this virus is defined as greater than 100.4 degrees Fahrenheit. That's 38 degrees Celsius. However, a temperature of 99 degrees Fahrenheit or above is concerning, especially if you have other symptoms like cough or shortness of breath. Take your temperature orally with a reliable thermometer. Number two, pulse oximeter. This monitors your oxygen saturation. Normal O2 sat is 95 to 100%. When the O2 sat drops toward 90% or below, your lung condition needs to be evaluated. This device can also measure your pulse, heartbeats in beats per minute. A normal pulse is between 60 to 100 BPM. Many places have sold out of pulse oximeters. We recommend calling ahead to see if any stores have them. You can also purchase one through Amazon, although currently the shipping time is delayed. Number three, blood pressure cuff. If you have a gastroenterological presentation of this virus, that is nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, you may become dehydrated. This may cause your blood pressure to decrease, causing hypotension. That's a blood pressure less than 90 over 60 millimeters of mercury. If you feel dizzy after standing up when you've had vomiting or diarrhea, this may mean that you need more fluids and you may need to seek medical attention. See water section above for rehydration through electrolytes.
So I think my castle's defenses have been breached. Now what?
Instructions for monitoring your vital signs. Number one, take your temperature, blood pressure, O2 saturation, and pulse 2 times a day, once in the morning and once in the evening. Tips on taking oral temperature. Wait 30 minutes after eating, drinking, or exercising. Wait at least 6 hours after taking medication that can lower temperature, like acetaminophen. Number two, write down your temperature, blood pressure, pulse, and oxygen saturation on the form below twice a day, every day, for 7 days. If you forget to take a reading, take it as soon as you remember. What should I do if I become ill during this monitoring period? The symptoms below are alarm symptoms that require emergency medical intervention. They are shortness of breath, sustained fever over 102 degrees Fahrenheit, chest pain and chest pressure, blue lips or face, confusion. If you feel that you cannot wait until the morning, call 911 and explain that you are being monitored for potential COVID exposure and need medical attention.
What to do at the first sign of breach of your castle?
Kitchen and bathroom, first aid. Look for inhaled colloidal silver. We recommend Argentin 23. It has good studies. For fever, do not use non-steroidal anti-inflammatory medication or NSAIDs. These are trade names like Advil, Aleve, Naprosyn, and generic names like ibuprofen. Use instead curcumin acetaminophen, or trade name Tylenol, plus N-acetylcysteine, or NAC, 500 milligrams per day if you're using acetaminophen or Tylenol. Use the above for temperature management. Check with your doctor for guidance on how to manage your temperature. We recommend hot showers with steam and eucalyptus oil for relief of symptoms. You can use warm, but not hot, saline water daily to gargle and irrigate your nasal passages every 2 hours throughout the day as needed. Here's a homemade saline solution. Boil 2 cups of water, then add in 1 teaspoon of salt until dissolved. Once cooled, you can store it in your refrigerator for up to 24 hours. Nasal irrigation has been shown to relieve the symptoms of upper respiratory tract symptoms, such as COVID-19.